I got to get into this Jussie. So like the guy from Empire, the actor. We're gonna get into that. I was sitting back. I knew I wasn't gonna speak on that at first. I was like, I'm gonna sit back and let this shit fall out. But yeah, we're gonna get to it. We'll be right back. It was a little while ago. It was like at the end of the month. It was like the 29th or the 30th. Supposedly he got, beat up, and he said the people put a noose around his neck and yelled some gay stuff and some racial slurs and all that. So kind of find out the shit fake. He paid some dudes to stage the situation, and it's crazy because I want to we was having a conversation, or I overheard a conversation where people was talking about the Obama thing and what like what he really did and what he could have did and what, and one point that I did hear somebody say, and I think this is a little credible to it, is one person was basically trying to say that Obama just did more for the gay community or whatsoever. But what I basically want to, and I don't feel like that's true, but I want to touch bases that I think that what they're really trying to say is that the Obama kind of catered to the LRGT community more, and I think that the people feel it. Like when Obama was in office, like the gays, it was a lot of gay stuff. Like it was like, the gay, like how they say, how you always hear the world say, the world is so sensitive, everything is so sensitive, you can't even say nothing right now. Well, everything you say is, everything is taken as, oh, that was racial, that was gay, that was, you know what I'm saying? And if you think about it, that's how it was. Think about how the world was. At first, it was like the gay people, like gay athletes and stuff, they wouldn't even come out and say if they were gay or not. You know what I'm saying? But like, since Obama got in office, it's like that shit is at an all-time high. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like people is coming out the closet. That shit is better than the world. You know what I'm saying? Like better than everything in the world. If you have that, if you a part of that community, you know what I'm saying? Like the gay marriages and all that kind of shit or whatever. And I think what's happening right now is that that gay community is feeling it. They're feeling it like they're feeling that they're not becoming as powerful, you know. And it's mainly with Empire was like the front runner. They were like the front runner for that, the gay stuff, like with the show and what's going on. And remember, it was that show was huge. Like that show was basically like just as big as Power and all. Like it was like the number one show at one point. You know what I'm saying? And I just feel like the dude had to do something like this, just to kind of like get them back in the media, because he obviously a rich person and making pretty good money from what he does. He's a gay actor that probably can play any role. I don't watch Empire at all because, my first experience of watching Empire, it just felt like they were trying too hard to put the gay stuff in a person's face. And no offense to it at all, but I've never seen it forced on like that. Like, my first show there was literally, a gay cheating scene. And I was just like, wow. Is this a gay show? Or like I've never seen so much. I mean, and this is a show that came on national TV. I don't even think we were on cable. I think it was like a Fox or something. I'm not sure. I think Empire comes on Fox. So it was unbelievable. I couldn't believe how much of it was, so front to back. And I think that, like in Obama's years, one thing about that above everything else, that became the most talked about thing is, this gay community. You know what I'm saying? Leave them alone. Don't disrespect them. Like, even if you think back to Mike Epps' concert where he had an altercation where a gay dude or a gay or a girl something wanted to take a picture, but it was a boy and she was dressed like a lady, and Mike Epps really, I guess he didn't really want to take the picture, once he realized, and then he got super backlash from everything, and it was like, at the end of the day, this guy's still a man, but them gays are in power right now. It didn't used to be like that. It used to be like, man, sit your ass down somewhere, but now that shit is different, and I think a lot of people feel like that was super, superly empowered when Obama was in office. Now, to that point, shout out to my nigga Tony. But that's the point that I think that people are getting at. But my nigga, right? He right though. Obama couldn't target blacks. You know what I'm saying? He couldn't target just black people. He had to try to make everything better, so it's a little harder. But I understand both sides of the argument. But and like I said, I think this dude Jesse, he had to do this. Like I said, when them people in the media, they feel great. And what better way to make the media is a sympathy story, something like, oh man, why did they? You know what I'm saying? Those stories are the best. You know what I'm saying? Like they get you. They gonna get you front row, you know what I'm saying? Now, he done made a complete fool of himself. Here we go.
Good evening, and thanks for joining us on this Sunday. I'm Tom Yamas. We begin tonight with the seismic shift in the investigation into the alleged attack against Empire actor Jussie Smollett. A law enforcement official telling ABC News two men questioned by police claim Smollett paid them to stage that attack. Authorities with new evidence after questioning and releasing the two men who were seen here on surveillance. Police say they are brothers and they are cooperating with investigators, and both of them know the actor. Smollett releasing a statement fiercely denying the claims. Authorities now urgently asking to speak with him. ABC's Ariel Reshef leads us off.
Tonight, police telling ABC News the two brothers seen in this surveillance video claim Empire star Jussie Smollett paid them to carry out a fabricated homophobic attack. Sources say detectives are actively investigating that allegation.
Who the f*** make something like this up or add something to it or whatever it may be? I'm an advocate.
Now, one thing I'm gonna stop it right there, because one thing that I can say is that from what the videos I watched, you know, I always do a little bit of research, so I'm a little knowledge before I come here, so I'm not coming here, you know, giving y'all, you know, bullshit or straight from the mindset, even though it's from the mindset, but I want to be get my ducks in a row. So like, from all the videos that I watched, his body language and posture and all the interviews, I gotta be the first one to say bullshit. I gotta be the first one to call bullshit, because he moving like honestly like a regular black nigga, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm, and what I mean by that is, like, you know, the average Joe, you know, that you see in the hood line all the time. Well, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's moving like, now he's looking like who he is. Instead of, you know, what he wants to be, the marvelous gay actress, big superstar from Empire. You know what I'm saying? In this video, like, he like, if you ain't lying, you ain't gonna be wow crazy like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't even watch Empire, but I can look at this guy and tell that this ain't how he moves. Like, you know what I'm saying? I can tell that he's the nigga lying. I'm telling you, the nigga lying. Here we go.
Let doubling down on his story as police probe whether he staged a hoax. The actor's criminal defense attorney saying in a statement, as a victim of a hate crime who has cooperated with the police investigation, Smollett is angered and devastated by the suggestion he was involved in the alleged attack. Nothing is further from the truth, and anyone claiming otherwise is lying.
I'm pissed off. What is it that has you so angry? Is it the attackers?
It's the attackers, but it's also the attacks.
Chicago police saying they urgently want to talk to Smollett, now waiting to hear back from his attorneys. Investigators also combing through phone records to see whether the brothers spoke to Smollett the night of the alleged incident.
They wanted me to give my phone to the tech for 3 to 4 hours. I'm sorry, but I'm not gonna do that.
Why?
Because I have private pictures and videos and numbers.
The brothers now said to be cooperating with police.
That's bullshit. That is bullshit to the core. 3 to 4 hours, my nigga. They want your phone for 3 to 4 hours. He lying, man. And if this was the case, he would be giving up everything, because see what it is, you know, he is a gay man. You know, that gay stuff is kind of like very, very secretive, because you have a lot of people that are, you know, on the DL that probably don't want to be exposed. And that's probably what he means literally with the pictures and videos. You don't want nobody to see, oh shit, they go such and such. Oh, goddamn. They go, this other rich star is, oh shit, he's sleeping with him too? Like, they don't want that. That's what they don't want to get out. Well, he doesn't want, you know, to get out. You know, I'm pretty sure that's a big part of the situation. But just how he just delivered, his delivery and saying what he's saying is just like he seems like a very educated, you know, properly speaking person, and he looking just wild, shaky right here, like he choking up and stutters, like, you know, he lying, man, and. I seen a video of a picture of him in the bed, and this shit was whack, man. Like, when these two big motherfuckers who is brothers, who they saying these motherfuckers look like, you could have caught these motherfuckers, and you could have left a wild bear with two of these motherfuckers, and you better be worried about the damn bear. You know what I'm saying? These two big baboon buff motherfuckers. These motherfuckers like LeBron James and motherfucking a damn linebacker on. You know what I'm saying? These is two huge dudes. These dudes would have demolished that dude if that shit was real, man. His face would have been crushed. Like, I thought the photos of him was, you know, crazy. Like, he had like a little ass cut on his eye. And why would two black guys put a rope around your neck? Like, come on, bro. Like, that don't even make sense. Like, that, like I said, one thing about it's perfect. It's exactly what Donald Trump and them are against. I ain't gonna say Donald Trump is against the gay community, but he don't put that shit in your face. He ain't out here parading. And yes, you know, he not out here, gee, hey, what? Like, he not out here parading for, you know, with his campaign. He's not a big part of it. Like, can't, like Barack and them was trying to have that community on their side for sure, because, you know, that's a huge, huge community. But Donald Trump ain't even worried about that. Like, he just like, nigga, we gonna get the people, we got the whites, and whoever don't like the blacks. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's his campaign, and then the rich, not the poor. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, like, that's kind of like his scale. But, like, if you get what I'm saying, like, Obama tried to take over major parts of the world. So if you get all the gays on your side, which is, you know, which you're going to win over by making them feel like they own things and they run things. Now, with Donald Trump coming in office, like, they kind of like out of the commission. Also, it's a lot of racist shit that's attached to Donald Trump. You know, the beating of the police beating and the killings and, you know, and the hanging. And you see what I'm saying? All of that shit is kind of like bubbling back over. You know, so basically what they try to use, he tried to use the gay. He tried to use two components to make this thing work. You know what I mean? He tried to use two components. And one was race, lynch, hanging people, racial stuff, and then the gay shit. You know, and to combine that together, that's a deadly. He almost got away. He almost got a fucking way, but they got his ass.
After being confronted with evidence, they bought the rope found around Smollett's neck. Authorities confirming they had a previous relationship with Smollett. The star telling our Robin Roberts earlier this week he was sure the men in that shadowy video were his attackers.
I don't have any doubt in my mind that that's them. Never did.
But now, in that statement, Smollett's attorney saying one of the brothers was his personal trainer, claiming it is impossible to believe that this person could have played a role in the crime against Jussie or would falsely claim Jussie's complicity.
If the attackers are never found, how will you be able to heal?
I don't know. Let's just hope that they are. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's not go there yet.
All right, Ariel Reshef joins us now live on set, and authorities still want to talk to Smollett. That hasn't happened yet. And if he is convicted, he could face some serious prison time?
He sure can, Tom. A lot of people are asking this question, what could happen here? Smollett could face charges for filing a false police report. That is a felony in the state of Illinois, bearing a punishment up to 3 years in prison.
But again, the case is still being investigated. All right, Ariel, thank you.
Wow, so you got a chance where you might be about to send your own self to jail. You might be about to send your own self to jail for nothing. The thing, it ain't 3 years. They say a serious crime offense. I thought he was about to say that it was going to be like 25 to life or something. You know what I'm saying? Because you really putting somebody life, you know what I'm saying, in the can. Like, you know what I'm saying? You taking a risk that, you know, these people going to get locked up and, you know, and go to jail for a long time. You know, that's assault, battery. Then once you attach hate crime to it, like, I think the hate crime attaches, you know, so much stuff to it, but damn, man, now it's gonna be his word against the brothers. which is two against one, and their fucking brother. So, like, man, this dude about to get 3 years in jail for no reason at all. This don't even make no sense, man. I don't even understand. Like I said, the media is a drug, man. It's like one of the, it's you got the crack, weed, and media, man, and liquor. That shit is a drug, man.
And we are, as a people, are not weak. So during that time before they came, took them about maybe half hour to come. And during that time, I was looking at myself, just like checking myself out. I saw the bruise on my neck, you know, like the little, the rope burn around my neck. And then I smelled bleach. I know the smell of bleach. And I saw on my sweatshirt, it had marks on it, like spots on it, when you have a bad bleach job. So then I was like, there's bleach on me too. So when the police came, I kept the clothes on. I kept the rope.
So you had the rope on the entire time?
I mean, it wasn't like wrapped around, but yeah, it was around because I wanted them to see. I wanted them to see what this was. I told them what happened, everything. I also asked them to turn their body cams off because they were trying to stay in the hallway. And I was like, please just come in. Like, I don't want a big scene with my neighbors and with like the second round of police officers. I went down to where it happened and I walked them through exactly what happened. And I looked up and I saw that there was a camera directly on the light post that is in the intersection. So I'm like, there it is.
A potential break in the case that would eventually fall apart days later.
And then the detective told me that the camera inside of the casing was facing north, so they didn't have it. And that was disappointing.
The vast majority of people have been supportive and loving and understanding. And then as time has gone on, and that there's no, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. You're going to Subway.
Subway is open 24 hours. Like, people kill me when they say things like that, because it's like, Subway is open 24 hours for a reason. So that when you're hungry at night and you ain't got no food, you go to Subway. The camera facing north, how is that my issue? It feels like if I had said it was a Muslim or Mexican or someone black, I feel like the doubters would have supported me a lot much more, a lot more. And that says a lot about the place that we are in our country right now.
Many of those doubts around the issue of his phone, with some wondering why he didn't initially hand it over to authorities.
They wanted me to give my phone to the tech for 3 to 4 hours. I'm sorry, but I'm not gonna do that.
Why?
Because I have private pictures and videos and numbers, my partner's number, my family's number, my castmate's number, my friend's numbers, my private emails, my private songs, my private voice memos. I don't know what that's gonna be to hand over my phone for, and honestly, by then, inaccurate, false statements had already been put out there.
Earlier this week, he submitted phone records from within an hour of the incident, but Chicago police said they were limited and heavily redacted, adding they need additional information to corroborate the investigative timeline. His attorneys tell us they are willing to cooperate. Smollett also says he has been troubled by inaccurate claims. What other ones had you heard that were inaccurate?
That I had said that they were wearing MAGA hats. I never said that. I didn't need to add anything like that. They called me a. They called me a. There's no which way you cut it. I don't need some MAGA hat as the cherry on top of some racist sundae. I've heard that it was a date gone bad, which I so resent that narrative. I'm not gonna go out and get a tuna sandwich and a salad to meet somebody. That's ridiculous. And it's offensive. Yes, there's Grindr. Yes, there's Jack. Yes, there's all of these things, which I have not been on in years. I can admit that I was on that back in the day. I was single. You know what I'm saying? But I have not been on that in years.
What were your injuries? What were
They did x-rays. I didn't have, it was reported that I had like fractured ribs or cracked ribs or something like that. That wasn't true. I was just in a lot of pain You know, my clavicle was messed up, my rib was bruised, but nothing was cracked. Like, I walked into the hospital. I walked out of the hospital.
Why do you think you were targeted?
I can just assume. I mean, I come really, really hard against 45. I come really, really hard against his administration. And I don't hold my tongue.
I want to ask you about Jesse Smollett.
I think that's horrible. It doesn't get worse, as far as I'm concerned.
Were you aware that he made that statement?
I saw it. I don't know what to say to that.
Wow. Now, y'all just heard me. I'm gonna tell you how I do my shit. I just hear shit and I react to shit, you know what I'm saying? And then I give you it from my heart, you know what I'm saying, of what I feel. And I just sit there and just said all of that shit like he was trying to come at Trump. See, I didn't know he could have been just coming at the world, but I just broke that down to you how I felt like on the Obamas, like when Obama was in there, these gays, man, they were like, you know what I'm saying, like, we back, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they was running shit. It never was with the gays, like, really running us, like, how it was, like, when Obama, you know what I'm saying? And that was, like, their year, you know what I'm saying? And Donald Trump, I just broke it down. Donald Trump don't play on that. His attack is way more, he's white, so his attack is different. He ain't gotta, like, think of tactics to try to get other motherfuckers on his side. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's when in the gay community, it's gonna be a lot of whites, blacks, Chinese, Ethiopian, everything. That's every single race is gonna be some gays. You know what I'm saying? But in that's the biggest category, because you know that's a way of life. Like, you know, a lot of people are gay, a lot of people are. Or not, it's only either or. You're either gay or you're not. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, some of people do both. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, they're, you know, and if they do both, then they still feel both. Like, they still are legitimately on the gay side. You know what I'm saying? So that's a lot of people to reach. You know what I mean? And so he just said he's very critical to 45, which is Donald Trump. You know, that's the way they addressed if they don't want to say their name. So, you know, Obama was 44, so 45. What are the chances? And, you know, here he is. And then, look, he has to be huge for Donald Trump, for them to ask Donald Trump in one of his meetings. And you see what I'm saying? This is a huge guy. So he knew that this was going to make the news, like, you know, in 2 a.m., on the subway. I'll honestly say I'm not from Idaho or wherever he's from. We have a 24-hour subway where I live at. It's a little close, about a mile or two away. It's the actual first subway that I've ever seen in my life that was 24 hours. So 24-hour subways are not like an everyday thing, like a 7-Eleven. Maybe if he would have said 7-Eleven, it would have, you know, been a little different. But you, as rich as you are, you got Obama, they just asked about you by name to Donald Trump, and he knew exactly who they were talking about. That means you were big. Anybody else, they probably been like, he might have been like, who? You said who? You know what I'm saying? He knew exactly who you was by name. Reporters felt the need to say what they said about you by name. So you are huge. You know what I mean? He's a huge person out here. Here we go.
You know, I appreciate him not brushing over it.
And there is no doubt in your mind what motivated this attack.
I could only go off of their words. I mean, who says Empire, this MAGA country, ties a noose around your neck and pours bleach on you, and this is just a friendly fight? I will never be the man that this did not happen to. I am forever changed, and I don't subscribe to the idea that everything happens for a reason, but I do subscribe to the idea that we have the right and the responsibility to make something meaningful out of the things that happen to us, good and bad.
Again, this first time that he's giving such a detailed account, and he was, as he was really excited when he saw the camera.
There's no way he could have known the camera was turned away.
They didn't know, detectives didn't know until, and it was inside the casing, it was facing the other direction, and he had no idea about that. And he, I asked him about if there were other possible threats that he had, threats that he had received, and he did talk about the letter that was sent to the Fox studio where Empire is said, police have confirmed that letter, and we'll show it to you, and in our next hour, and also, more importantly, what there's many reasons why Jesse wanted to sit down and do this. First was to say thank you to his many supporters, to answer the questions, the critics, but also the times that he came emotional is when he was talking about gay youth in the LGBTQ community. The message for them and how they are viewing how this is being handled.
But he was seemed pretty forthcoming.
Now you see what I was saying, that the first thing that that she brought up was the LTG community. That's the same thing I was talking about. Like, that's, you know, that community is, like, I don't even remember them even having a fucking initial with their shit. Like, nigga, it was either you was black, white, Ethiopian, Spanish, Hispanic, and gay. You know what I'm saying? It was never, like, all the way, you know, seeming to be like where, how now it's like, that's like a group of, it was literally like, it wasn't even anybody's business, like, to be, you know, it was such a situation where people didn't want other people to see or even know about. So they like, you know, forget that, we not about to, you know what I'm saying, we not about to even, you know, mind your business, that person do that, whatever they do, you know, that's their problem, that's their business, you know, for them. And bless their heart for the ones that feel the need that they have to come out and let you know that, you know, that's what they like, you know what I'm saying? So it's no, like I said, no offense to any of them, with how I'm speaking, I'm just giving you the real speaking of it. Now, here we go. Now, this is him talking a little bit about after the allegations of him lying.
Or add something to it, or whatever it may be. I can't even, I'm an advocate.
Now Smollett doubling down on his story as police probe whether he staged a hoax. The actor's criminal defense attorney saying in a statement, as a victim of a hate crime who has cooperated with the police investigation, Smollett is angered and devastated by the suggestion he was involved in the alleged attack. Nothing is further from the truth, and anyone claiming otherwise is lying.
I'm pissed off.
What is it that has you so angry?
Yeah, I thought it was going to be another piece. Like I said, I'm just going from piece to piece, just piecing it together in parts that I didn't see myself, so we can hear it together. But you see, like, what I pictured is what it was. You know, he thinking that this is an attack straight from you know, some people that are Donald Trump supporters that don't support him because he's, I guess he says a lot of negative things about the president. So, I don't know, man. 2:00 in the morning. How did they spot you? I know that at 2:00 in the morning that you're not walking around and people are like, oh, shit, they're going to cuss from Empire. Like, I know that at 2 a.m., you got to be probably off the low key. There was fucking, looked like 2-3 inches of snow on the ground. In Chicago, it probably was, they saying 0 degrees or maybe even in a negative. Like, come on, man. And the bruises on his face were like, man, them big ass dudes, man, that they showing, I'm telling you, man. And anyway, with them hate crimes, them joints be vicious. Like, man, maybe even, man, like sometimes, man, even death. Like, them hate crimes is nothing to play with. Like, they really get after people, man. Like, you know, they be beating the hell out of people. So, this ain't nothing to play with. That ain't nothing to play with right there. You know what I'm saying? That move, like, you don't come out of no hate crime. You don't come out of no hate crime with no damn scratch on your eye and scratch on here and oh you had a little bruise on your work. Like, come on, man. Then how he just how, like, you know, he basically told that after they left, he basically stayed with, like, he kept the fucking rope by his neck, you know, to try to show him, like, that this what they, you know what I mean? It just looks weird, man. Most times, hate crimes, man, they beat your ass, beat you to sleep. You know, he somebody walked into the hospital and all this kind of stuff. So, I don't know, man. It's obvious it's a lie. Ain't no way. First and foremost, those two guys, if they are the dudes, and he said that he believed that them on the camera, that was them, them dudes would have beat this dude to a bloody pulp, man. So cut the shit, man. Cut the shit. I'm telling you that that community, y'all are up. We don't want no problems. You know, I salute to y'all. That's y'all business. I feel like that's how it should have been kept. I think putting the, you know, there's so much attention on it, it just brings it to the forefront. Like, just if you think about it, like, we have never in our country seen so many men that want to be women on a daily basis. Like, walking, talking, dressing women, but really are men. Like, you know, it's never been as much as how it is now, because like that moment, like I said, they rose, you know, it wasn't like that a lot, you know, it wasn't like that a lot. Now you nowadays you may have, you know, a seven or eight year old kid that's already decided that he wants to be gay, and you know the parents are completely supportive of it, completely with it, because they're like, hey, broadcast yourself just like YouTube. The world is yours. I'm running smoke.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.